This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Inviting you to study with us today, a continuation of what we've been involved in for several days now, a study of the all-sufficiency of the Bible, and in particular the fact that the Bible is all-sufficient ethically, that is, to tell us what is right and what is wrong. We simply cannot determine for ourselves the total will of God in regard to what is right and wrong, but the Bible gives us that answer. We have pointed out that the Bible is a revealed ethic. It is not a philosophic or speculative ethic. It is an absolute ethic. It is a religious ethic, one that depends upon man, the fact that he's created by God, and depends upon his relationship to God. It is an ethic of striving for perfection. It is an ethic that involves both the heart, or the attitude, and the body. It involves self-denial and sacrifice. It involves humility as over against arrogance and pride. And now we continue today by starting with a new point in the fact that the biblical ethic is an ethic of not returning evil for evil. The Bible teaches us in Romans chapter 12, beginning with verse 14, that we should bless those who persecute us, that we should bless them and not curse them, that we should rejoice with those who rejoice, and that we should weep with those who weep. That we should be of the same mind one toward another, that we should not be haughty in our basic attitude, that we should not be reluctant to associate with the lowly in life or those that are generally regarded as lowly, and that we're not to be wise in our own estimation, that we're never to return evil for evil to anyone, we're to respect what is right in the sight of all men, and if possible, at least so far as it's dependent upon us, we should be at peace with all men. And we should not take our own revenge, but that we should make way for the wrath of God, because, after all, the Scriptures say, "Vengeance is mine, I, that is God, will repay, says the Lord." But on the other hand, there is the basic principle that if your enemy is hungry, feed him, and if he is thirsty, give him drink, for in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head. So, you see, the Bible is an ethic of not returning evil for evil. And in Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 48, we're taught that we should not salute or do good to our own brethren only, but that we're to do good to all men. And Jesus makes clear there that God sends the sunshine and the rain on the just and the unjust. And if we are to be true children of God, we must do the same. We must do good to all men. We must love all men. We must wish the basic welfare of every person in this world if we are to be true followers of Jesus Christ. And so the biblical ethic is an ethic of not returning evil for evil. In the next place, the biblical ethic is an ethic of the freedom of man, and recognizing that along with that freedom, with that great privilege, the privilege of weighing evidence, finding the evidence, and of drawing the right conclusion about it, carries with it the responsibility of accepting that truth and acting in harmony with it. Notice the words of Jesus as recorded in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, which makes clear that we are free and that we have responsibility in regard to that freedom. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." So you see, Jesus is saying to each person, "Come unto me." That implies that we have the ability, we have the possibility of weighing the evidence and making up our own mind whether we will respond to Christ or not. It is simply not the case that God sends the Holy Spirit upon us in some direct and irresistible kind of grace that we cannot resist accepting, but that we learn the truth of the Bible and then we accept it or we reject it for ourselves. And so the Bible ethic is an ethic of the freedom of man with a resulting recognition of his responsibility. But our time's gone for today. I'm glad you have been with us, and I hope you'll be back next time. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.